Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Old Testament book of Job, and then out of the New Testament, Paul's letter in 2 Corinthians. First out of Job, chapter 1, then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil." Satan replied, "You have put a hedge around him. You have blessed the work of his hands. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, then. Everything he has is in your power." Kind of let Satan have at Job. In the middle of Job, in chapter 19, we read this. "I know," Job says, "that my Redeemer lives, that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted." And then at the end of the book of Job, chapter 31, we read this. "And the Lord restored the fortunes of Job and blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning." And then out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning of verse 7, one of my favorite passages, Paul writes this, "We have this treasure," and he's referring to Jesus Christ, "in jars of clay," and those jars of clay are us, believers in Christ, "to show this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are handicapped," Paul says, "on every side, but we're never frustrated. We're puzzled, but never in despair. We're persecuted, but never stand alone. We may be knocked down, but we're never knocked out." A number of years ago, Professor Walter Cannon of the UCLA School of Medicine conducted some research on a very unusual subject, voodoo medicine. He wanted to know how it was that a witch doctor could point to any given person and say, "You will die in exactly 45 days after the new moon comes up." And 45 days later, that person would be dead. It didn't happen all the time, but he found that it happened time and time again, and he wondered how it could happen so consistently. He discovered that there was no trickery involved, that the voodoo witch doctor had not arranged anything that would cause the person to die, and there was no power in the spell itself that caused the person to die. What he discovered, though, was that the targeted individuals themselves, psychologically and physiologically, had contributed to causing their own death. That is to say that the will to die in that person had replaced the will to live at precisely that point in time that the person accepted as reality the witch doctor's prediction of their death. They believed that what the witch doctor said was true, that it would happen, and as a result, they lost the will to live any longer at that point in time, which also had affected the functioning of their biological systems. Well, whether we want to believe that or not, his conclusion in that research once again points out the immeasurable power of a person's attitude in life to color and direct their lives, and even, one might argue, to affect life and death decisions in life. We looked at attitude a few weeks ago in the lessons from the life of prisoner of war Viktor Frankl in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, where Frankl said, in the midst of the horror of his prison camp, he said that we can't always choose our circumstances, but we can always choose our attitude toward those circumstances. Each one of us, my friends, carries a certain attitude, a certain approach to life, an attitude completely unique to us, an attitude that has been shaped throughout our lives, both positively and negatively, by an assortment of events, people, circumstances, and an attitude that we tend to live by each day of our lives, an attitude that colors our view of the world in which we live, an attitude that determines whether we throw in the towel and run from the storms and the challenges and decisions that we confront in life, or an attitude that causes us to hang on, to stand firm, and to move ahead in life. It's all in our attitude, all in our approach to each and every minute, every day, every moment of our existence on God's earth. An attitude that has been shaped throughout our lives, but most importantly, listen to me, an attitude that can be positively shaped by a life-changing, transforming, eternal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. The passages from Job that we read present Job's attitude toward all the adversity and disaster which Satan caused to enter his life. The book of Job begins by showing us a faithful servant of God. He was blessed with a large, happy family with numerous heads of livestock, servants to help with all their needs and to help with the farm. And things went well for Job. And then God allowed Job's faith to be tested. And Satan set out not only to destroy Job's life and lifestyle, but more importantly, to destroy his relationship with and his trust in God. So what happened to Job? Well, first his family, his lands, his wealth were stripped from him. But Job remained faithful to God and refused to blame God for all that had happened to him. Then Job's health was destroyed, and Job questioned why. But he hung on, for he believed, way down deep, in the deepest recesses of his soul, that God was still there, and that all that he had and all that he was the result of God's grace and God's love. He refused to be defeated, no matter the storms that hit him. He trusted and hung on to the God that he knew would never leave him, always loved him, and was in control, even in the storms. Job had persevered through hope based upon a deep faith in God, rooted in his commitment to and relationship with God. He refused to believe that the final chapters of his life had been written, even though he had been knocked down into the deepest pit of despair. His life was an example of what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians that we read a moment ago, that although there were times that we may be knocked down, when we walk with God, we will never, never be knocked out. That's the attitude toward life that we need to claim for ourselves today, that realizes that the whole story of our lives has not been written yet. An attitude of an eternal outlook of hope, knowing that with God, we will have all the power we will ever need to face any storm, any day of our lives. A number of years ago, Linda and I built our new home. When the plumbing fixtures were being installed, but the house was still unfinished, I had a moment of simple revelation for me. I turned on one of the faucets, but guess what? No water came out. The faucet was hooked to other water lines within the house, but those lines had not yet been hooked up to the city water lines, which hooked to the reservoir, to the lakes and rivers, and rain from the sky. Simply put, our home's water system had not yet been connected to the ultimate source of water that would eventually provide the water that we would need to sustain our lives in our new home. A simple point for a simple guy like me. But it paints the picture of our lives in relationship with God. Before we can experience that attitude of hope, that supernatural power of God in our lives, we must connect to that ultimate source of power that is available to us and connecting us to God. That ultimate and eternal source of hope and strength for our lives. And that connection is through His Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And my friends, once we hook up with that source of power available through Christ by asking Him into our lives, by believing what He did for us, like Paul says in Romans 10, when we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that He was raised from the dead, we will then forever find the hope, the strength, and the enthusiasm for any storms we face in the living of these days. The word enthusiasm itself is derived from the Greek words en theos, in God. And it's through that faith in God, through his son, Jesus Christ, that we are provided with that hope to face whatever life throws before us. An attitude of hope that sustains us through whatever storms we face. An attitude that allows the light of Christ to shine through us into a world in desperate need of his life-changing power and love. The Bible places a high emphasis on those who, when things seemed the very darkest, stood as beacons of hope for all to see, as harbors of strength and comfort for all in need. People like Abraham and David, Moses, Esther, Joseph and Joshua, and Paul and Peter, and many others. Yet, my reminder for you and me today is that there is one greater than all of those who walked this earth over 2,000 years ago. And no matter what storms we go through, no matter what comes at us when our days play out in ways that we never planned, Christ is always there to lead each one of us into a brand new day. When our storms and dreams seem far away, when storms and heartaches hit us and we don't know how to make ends meet, frightened about what tomorrow may bring, remember this. Christ remains in control. Connect there. He is our hope, your hope and mine, always. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for today, and I thank you for your reminder to us every day that you are our hope, you are our strength. Lord, remind us, if we have not connected to you, if we have not confessed you with our mouths, if we have not believed yet in our hearts that you were raised from the dead, help us today, that one person perhaps today, to do that, to connect with someone to help them walk through that. That when we connect with you as our source of strength and power, that it'll always be there. That no matter what we face, the storms we face, the heartaches we face, that you are there. We are forever hooked. We are eternally hooked to you, our supernatural strength available to us through you and all that you will do for us, remembering that you always go with us, always before us, always lift us, never leave us. Thank you, Lord. And the storms that we'll face, that we will, you are always there to guide and direct us, to lift us. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.